if you really want somebody that bad, and you got, you know, of course, because when you put that stuff out there, some thirsty behind, I mean, not just some, but a lot of people, thirsty behind people start posting on of your wall and whatnot. And some people are thirsty. Some people are just genuinely interested. And, heck, you know, when you're a person, you see opportunity, you seize it. You can't blame a person. There's a difference between being thirsty and a person who sees an opportunity. So, I mean, it's just crazy, man. Like, that's just really taking it all in and watching that. So, let me tell you a little more about the swag bag that we'll be giving out in the show, which, of course, if you don't get a chance to win a swag bag, don't cry, because you can still have a chance to go, you know, buy some great products from Miss Sherry over at Pure Romance. You can go to her site simply by going to PR by Sherry. That's S-H-E-R-I Collier, Collier.com. When you go there, you will be able to, now you'll be able to do a few different things. I mean, you'll be able to shop with her, possibly join a team if you like to, or book a party with her. So there's millions of different things you can do. When you book a party, the hostess usually gets about $100 to $200 worth of free goodies. So there's a lot of different reasons to have a party, and there's plenty of things to choose from with those parties. So definitely contact her today. If you don't have the internet, you can't reach on the internet at the moment, you can definitely call her simply at 453-7949. Or you can also reach her at 682-551-9976. And that will allow you to be able to get in contact with her, find out more. And within this swag bag that we're giving out, kind of tell you a little bit what's in there. Because this is just some of the great stuff they got over there at Pure Romance. They got one called, it's a product called Coochie. And that's a conditioning shaving cream. You got Body Dew, which is an after bath oil. Just Like Me, lubricant gel. Whipped, that's a creamy lubricant. Sensations is a warming lubricant, and Boost is a flavored enhancement. And there's all different flavors of each of those products we have just named. So definitely, man, in the swag bag, you will get a sample of it. There'll also be a coupon to be able to go on there, over to the website, and buy the full products at a much deeper discount. So, not about you, man, but first of all, you better get a free. If you win, you're getting a free sample, all that stuff. And second of all, even if you don't win, it's a great place to go to, so check them out. Again, that's PR by Sherry Collier.com. You can go there. All right, so we're going to do, I'll still give you more time because I'm just that nice and know how to. We're going to go ahead and go into a music break, and you call throughout the show. We will pick a winner sometime later on in the show. So there you go. We'll be back. Go to our quick music break. And since it is hump day after dusk Wednesday, and we are talking about Pure Romance stuff, why don't we play some pure romantic music, if you know what I mean?
I'm all alone, and I want you here. I called your phone, cause I wanna hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here, won't need no underwear. On the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair. When you get over here, won't need no underwear. On the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair.
Round one, this session, let me tell you how I feel. Ain't no silence. Back. We gon' do it so that fucking camera lens is cracked. We won't do it like we did it in our past. I'm on that new shit, Ray J with Kim Kardashian. Minus the deceit over movie release date. In a world amongst money, hungry groupies and cheapskates. She has trust for me and lets me keep the takes. And we average like 2 to 3 scenes a day. Harry Potter's magic stick just changed it all. And by the way, Sin was the only name she called. Add a little hip-hop and some R&B. Look up high at the skies at the stars you see. It all starts with a ride in the car with me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me, me, co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me, me, co-starring me. Let's make a movie with your camera co-starring me, me.
All right, we're back right here on Life at Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday, and yeah, man, I told y'all later, sometime during the show, we will be giving out just a swag bag from my girl Sherry over at Pure Romance, so be on the lookout for that. We'll be giving out sometime at the end of the show. Remember, you still have a chance to do that. You can call it at 347-202-0389. I remember go check the phone line. I think that person in particular is our special guest for today. If I'm not wrong, I believe this is Miss Asiya Sutton. Am I correct?
Yes, it is.
What's up?
Hey, how are you?
Not that much. I was like, where is she at? It's like, oh, black people time.
you know, I was coming from the sun, so my ship was a little slow. You know how that goes.
Oh, man, but most definitely, we're glad to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's big ups to you for, you actually got professionally trained off of voiceover talent, so definitely want to congratulate you for recently making that feat and making that happen.
Thank you.
And you know, of course, today's show, we do a lot of digging here on Life at the Dusk Live. So first we're going to start nice, because everybody knows how I am. Like, Nadia, nice. I'm nice. And then I just get real crazy. You just never know. Especially since it's Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. We can't go without going real hard on you. All right. So first I'll kind of tell everyone a little about you. How you actually got started in the entertainment industry as a whole in the first place?
Well, I'm an Ohio girl, and nothing really to do up there, especially when you're a youngster. So I was raised in performing arts, and I was geared heavily into music and drama programs. And I was signed in the industry when I was 15 by a, we'll say, an unnamed record company that's still around. And from there, I dabbled in and out of the music industry and also voiceover. But that kind of like went away, and then I got into modeling. And I got into modeling about 18, 19, and I was in Miami, Florida around that time. And like I said, over the years, I dibble and dabble, but actually in the past 3 to 4 years, I've gone hard with it. And especially the modeling this year, it's been really good to me. I cannot complain at all.
Definitely. It's a good year. I think 2014 is a good year, period, anyway. I've been noticing a lot of people having a lot of things they've been really wanting to accomplish happen.
Right. The time is now. Shoot for the stars.
All right, so as far as with modeling, you know, thus far, you know, kind of tell us a little bit about some of the people you work with and who would you say was the best person you work with to date?
I've worked.
Yes, I am mean like that.
You made me call out names.
Yeah, you got to call names. Like, they're going to ask. They're going to say, oh, okay, you didn't call my name out. Yes, that's what we do. We start trouble on here.
A couple of the best photographers that I work with right now, one is based out of North Carolina, Meltech Photo, and he is a published photographer of 110 magazine, which I am currently in, the lingerie series. And, no, that's the bike issue. That's the bike issue. Excuse me. The fall issue, the bike issue. And FBM for Bachelor Men, volume one, I think copy four, the lingerie issue, which are two magazines that he is in, deals with a lot, and Dolce. He deals with Dolce. But he's one of the best photographers that I met that's been in the business for a long time. He knows his way around. He knows people. He knows the in and outs. He knows the girls with the bullet wounds and the stretch marks, and then the girls who look real classy and beautiful. I will say that.
Oh, Lord.
You have your fair share. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I know. And then
I was agree with you. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Different strokes of different folks, I guess you can say.
Yes. Then I know another photographer, Tony Harris, Six Touch Nine Productions. He's recently a San Antonio transplant from Atlanta. He used to do a lot of girls from the strip clubs here in Atlanta, a lot of photo shoots. He's a published photographer also, like Mr. Meltek Photo. He's based in San Antonio. Wonderful photographer, really fun to get along with. He goes hard. He goes hard with everything that he does. He's very creative, real fun to work with, real fun guy to work with. I'm trying to see who else. Just 10, he's an Atlanta-based photographer. He's worked with a lot of different celebrities. He may look like a nerd when you first meet him, but he's really, really a driven person, very creative, one of those eclectic type of people. I'm trying to think. Book Dex. Book Dex is based out of Chicago and Columbia, South Carolina. He is currently one of the top photographers for Vixen Magazine, and he has his own magazine, Book Dex Magazine, which should be coming out, next issue should be coming out soon at the end of November, and I'm in that one also.
Okay. So you're just all over the place.
Yeah, just a little bit of smorgasbord, a little bit of buffet here and there.
So what, you know, kind of going on to another part of you, you know, what kind of led you to go into doing voiceovers now?
Well, kind of learning things about the industry, some things that I wanted to learn, some things that I did not want to learn. I was weighing everything out, and I came across one day over on some sites, and first off, Atlanta is a hub now. It's like a Black Hollywood. So you have a lot of things from L.A. and New York, you know, transplanting themselves here as far as, you know, talent and talent schools. And I came across voiceover because there was a woman who I actually came across years ago, and we got back in contact with each other, Deborah Richards. She's very, very popular with the radio stations, Fox 5 News here, and a lot of publications and a lot of voiceover for CBS and NBC affiliates. And I got back in touch with her, and she was like, come on in and see if you like it, which I think you will like it because you have the perfect type of voice that can go about anywhere. So I got back into it from being younger, because when I was younger, people would just pull me aside, hey, come do this voiceover, hey, come do that. But getting back into it, I really fell in love with it. I fell in love with it compared to just liking it here, doing this there, doing this here. But getting back into it, I really like it and I enjoy it. I didn't think I would at first, but getting in the process and just learning so much. I mean, you'd be surprised some of the voices that you hear out there that are your everyday people that you see on TV. You'd be really surprised.
Okay, and I can definitely tell you definitely have that radio voiceover voice because it's so soft and sultry, and it sounds like it's been trained to do whatever you want to do with your voice. Yeah, see, people don't realize, hey, that's because I talk a little country. People don't realize I know how to switch it on and off.
Right. I heard that Romeo voice coming out of that Romeo radio voice you got there.
Yes, you know, I could do a whole lot over there, baby. Don't mess with me, especially it is Wednesday, so I can really, really do a lot. And I would definitely make
you. Oh, can you now?
Us,
can you really come with it now? Setting for the duck spot. Oh, my gosh. Look at you.
You know what? See, I think we're gonna do something new today. I might have to throw a little game on here today. You know, we're going to come back to that later because I got something for you now. You just made a light bulb stick in my head.
Row, row.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You're like, oh, okay, this is a new element. You didn't never throw this in the show. So I try to tell y'all, you never know what I'm going to do. You can, yes, if you think I've done it all, I haven't. So you never know what I'm going to do. All right, so dig into your personal life. I know a lot of people want to know, so we're going to dig into some of that. As far as dating life, are you single, are you married, what's the deal? Because I know a lot of fellas want to know.
I am dating, but I am open to have friends, because a beautiful woman such as myself, and I say that humbly, I like to experience and I like to meet new people. And especially if I'm dating someone, they have to understand the type of woman that I am, period, off the rip. That I'm not just can be that oh, I'm so in love with you. Life is all about experiences, and I'm still experiencing. That's how I look at it. Being settled, being ready to settle down, it'll be in the cards in the future. But for now, dating and having friends. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing.
Okay, so there y'all go, man. You see, she kind of let y'all see how she did that. Right? I like how she set that up. It's not saying that you don't have a chance, but don't be thinking this because, you know, you got this magic wand, you're going to be able to lock it down magically. So, hey, there you go. Just gave you the blueprint. So what do you, as far as when it comes to God, what do you look for?
I like the different man that'll stand out in the crowd, but he'll still be humble and he'll be poised. I like tall, dark, husky men that are intelligent, that are smart, that are detailed, men that have compassion, a sense of humor, respect, that know how to talk to a woman, that know how to spoil a woman. Let me see what else. Oh, and you gotta have a creative, freaky side. That's a must have. Because if you're a little boring, my mind will go away with me at the same time.
now do define boring. You know, it is Wednesday. It's
boring
day after dusk Wednesday. So the grown folks show up on Wednesdays.
Boring meaning. You gotta be spontaneous and be creative. You can't just come at me like on some old regular, like, hey, can I get your number? Hey, can I take you to dinner? Hey, can I do this? You gotta be a little bit creative, because I've heard it all before. And that's not the sound of conceit, that's the sound of confidence, because I have seen it and heard most of it all before.
Okay. And I feel you on that, because a lot of people, they do be on some, yeah, they be on some interesting stuff. Hey, I hate those people that always, because there be women doing this too, that they're always, every time you talk to them, it is so boring. And
right,
how
the can same
I put
old,
it?
The same old, hey, how are you? Let me get your number. Well, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can do that. No, be sound, be concrete. Know that this is a person that you want to date, and if you after this person, you got to do something that's creative and just, like I said, creative and spontaneous, or something that'll capture that person's mind. And keep that, if you're trying to keep that person for a long time, why are you at it?
Right. I hate people who are so systematic, like it's got to be, all right, at 10
like
o'clock, we're
going
to go do this. And
right.
I'm going to wake up, I'm going to go to work, and then I'm going to come home and go to sleep.
Right.
Man.
Right. The same
when
old
you're married after a few years.
Dating does not work.
Right. and we're married for a few years or something like that, okay, I can understand that. But trying to get as far as in the courting stage, you can't be,
right,
man.
Right.
I'm that boring stuff, man. That for real, that buzzed me to death.
Because it's almost like you're advertising yourself, because it's like, you know, you got to be a fun person. Let that person know what you like to do and go out and do it. Don't just be sitting around and we don't sit here and twiddle our thumbs and fingers now that we've met. Okay, who's going to make the next move, you or me? Get up and go. Have fun.
I knew there was a reason why we invited you to the show.
And you know what? Sometimes you're silly. And you know what?
Because for real, people need to hear it. They need to hear this stuff for real.
Right. Because you know what? To me, sometimes people don't do it. And I know this may be a little bit off subject, but like the way media portrays relationships now, especially the reality shows and all that stuff. Be yourself.
Yes.
Be yourself. Let a person know what you like to do. Don't be the person that's at the dance standing off in the corner saying, well, I think I might go ask that girl for a dance, but I'm just going to stand here and watch around right now and see what she do. No. Fellas sometimes fail to realize, come up and talk to us. Be yourself. You don't have to be nobody else in the in-between. You don't have to act like the next rapper or come up singing in my ear. Now, them the ones I don't really like. Please don't come up and sing in my ear. I don't need you sounding like Tyrese from the Coke commercials back in the day.
Not the Coke.
I do not need that.
Yes,
the Coke commercial back in the day.
Oh, man, she's coming for him. She's coming for him, not the Coke commercial. That's classic. That was a classic joke. Some of them do be like that. Like, I crack up. I mean,
and
like, you just said
like,
something.
You really think that's going to get me? Oh, no.
You said something that I disagree with so much. Like, I think it's a lot of women who will come out and say that, like, that's still approachable in the club or whatever. You know, like when you have a lounge or a club and, you know, don't mind a dude, you know, don't find it wrong for a dude coming up to you and asking you to dance. Because I go to some spots, and some of these girls act like if you ask them to dance, that you're trying to get married with them. Or that they assume that you're trying to take them home all the time. I tell people, I don't got that kind of patience and freaking mindset to try to take every girl home. And so you can go ahead and get that out your mind. If I come up to you, most of the time, I just want to dance. If you after that, bam, I'm going home.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, so you're going to get me started yet? I feel like I'm on the Monday show, because the Monday show is when I tell people off.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You got to come in on that one. Like I mentioned today, you got me for like Monday and Wednesday mixture, because, you know, people know how I am on Monday. I'm like, bam, let you know. Like, we were talking about, on yesterday's show, we were talking about people in this whole cuddle buddy crap they put on Facebook all day. Like, oh, I'm bored. I'm so bored. I want a cuddle buddy. Like, stop typing it on Facebook and go out there and
cuddle
go
buddy.
Find somebody.
That's so emo. So emo. Wow. Yeah, kind of sometimes a status on Facebook. No. We don't want to know.
It's a cry.
Especially
for
if
help.
You need a cuddle buddy.
It's a cry. Yeah.
Right.
It's
like, right.
I hate that. It's not cute. It does not, like,
right.
It doesn't make me want to say, oh, man, let me go after her.
No.
I mean, when you put, like, I don't like people, like, me personally, I don't like people who put all your business out on Facebook. Like,
yes.
Oh,
my goodness.
A great
I'm so
night.
Much agree with that.
Like, people know how I use social media to promote myself and I talk about my family and stuff
right.
on there, but. Love life,
some intimate
man.
Moments
I
need
keep
to be left
from
in the intimate moments, and they are not for
yes.
Facebook. Everybody, not for Facebook. They're definitely not for Facebook. Everybody don't want to know about that. Don't
oh,
nobody want to know what you did in the bed or anything
on
last night. Oh no, all of it, all of the above, all of the above.
Pray for us. We go, you know, they gonna get us started. All right, so I decided we're gonna play a little game.
Uh-oh,
right,
okay,
so,
uh-oh.
So,
uh-oh.
Because you know, cause you're good at manipulating your voice. I'm good at manipulating my voice. This game we're going to do is we're going to take the most random topic, and you got to make it, and you got to make like a sexy promo about it. So, like, matter of fact, what we're going to do, I'm going to throw a random product at you or topic.
Okay, okay.
And I throw it at you, you got to come out with something, you got to come with some sexy promo on the fly. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so let me see. I'm going to pick something random. Takes the random Ebola.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh. Okay. All right, there you go. Have you ever wanted to come back from another foreign country just coughing up blood? Your fever higher than it should be, but you still feel like you want to be on the search and prowl for someone that is just like you. It's okay, because we have Ebola dating services. That's right. Here in America, straight from Africa, if we have African men and women who are coming over here at a constant rate. But there's just one problem. They have that, Ebola. But you can get online on this new dating service now to meet your Ebola match. And Fetty, you know I got to stop there because you're making me think this shit is like, okay, that was heavy. That was a heavy subject because I'm thinking you're going to be like, okay, he might say some crusty tennis shoes or some pickles. He might say something simple. He done went there and said Ebola. So all I could think of was trying to make it sexy and comedy of a dating service. But then you can't do a heavy subject like that, Fetty.
You can. I'm going to show you how to do it. Okay, so I'm going to do it.
You show me how to do it because I started thinking like, okay,
all right, here we go.
I can't do no more.
Ladies, have you ever wondered how you can get those guys out of your inbox? Well, try on our Ebola lotion where they can look, but they cannot touch. Coming soon to you to a near hospital, to a hospital near you.
We have face Ebola lotion if you want to get rid of those pests and those ignorant people that keep on bothering you. Face Ebola lotion available at the dusk spot.
All right, hold on. Okay, I got another one for you. Fried chicken.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Do you want something that's finger-licking good and so juicy and so drippy when it comes down your hands and your fingertips to your lips, down your throat, to your stomach, and then with that hot sauce on top of it, it's your grandma's chicken.
No, check this out. Shout out to anybody that was like listening or that's like listening to the podcast and they came in right at that point. Think about like,
they
what
probably
are
like,
they
what's
talking
going
about?
On here?
Like, is it, was she talking about, say, she already getting turned on the show? So I'm like, yeah, that was a good one. I like that one. That was good. Okay, let's see. Another one. Let me dig into my bag. I want to dig really, 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 really deep. All right, let's see. All right. Nappy weave.
Oh, wow.
I find like stupid stuff. I just like finding randomly. Like, I just type random
let's
stuff
see.
And see if it come
nappy
up.
Nappy weave. Okay. All right. Knot by knot, strand by strand, he was trying to run his fingers through my hair until he just got caught in my weave. And not only did he get caught in my weave, his teeth got caught in my weave because he was trying to take my weave out and tried to kiss my neck, and it just wasn't working. What is a girl to do when you have a nappy weave?
All right, hold on. I got one for you. Let me see.
See, I've never experienced that, so I couldn't go into the nappy weave.
All right, so throw a topic at me, and I'm about to do my TV. I'm gonna turn it into a whole entire TV show, like out of nowhere. Like it's gonna be a promo. So throw any topic at me. And let's see. I'm gonna make a whole entire TV promo out of that entire topic.
Okay. Girls that don't belong in the club.
Okay. Coming this fall to NBC. Just when you thought the ratchets were going to stay at home or spend their food stamps, comes Ratchet Bitches That Do Not Belong in the Club, coming to NBC this fall.
Wait a minute, how you going to talk about me like I ain't supposed to be in the club? That's where I'll be coming every Friday night. How you going to talk about me like I ain't supposed to be in the club?
Say, girl, hey, girl, hey, want me to buy you a drink, girl? Want me to buy you a drink? Yeah, you don't want
to
live
some
like
gas money to get home.
Man, girl, you over there looking like Nicki Minaj. Huh.
I'm not Nicki Minaj, but I'm Nicki Minaj. You better go get me a drink right now and stop not talking to me.
Man, you ain't about to give me that pussy later. I ain't trying to get you no drink. I be laughing about that. Now, also real soft thing about that, I laugh when dudes do that, man. Y'all be tripping, man. Y'all buy a girl drinking things, they supposed to, like, magically say, oh, tonight, we're going to fuck tonight. You know, when do y'all get that? Like, you buy her one cheap-ass drink at the bar, and then all of a sudden she's supposed to just go,
That's what it is. They done bought a girl a drink at the bar. Oh, I done hit the lotto. She done accepted my drink, and she's coming home with me. I got the pussy. That's what they think it is in their mind.
Nah. That's an icebreaker, man. That ain't supposed to be what you think is supposed to be the magic bullet to sell it. Now, that's an icebreaker. Now, from there, what's going to save you is, you know, but she's feeling you in the first place. She wasn't feeling you. Then get over it, man. You know, you buy the drink. Be good. Don't be calling her ratchet or ugly. It's because she didn't give you her number. Keep it moving, bro. All right. So I got a few more questions for you. Dig into your brain. One of them being, if you can go three places in the world and got the chance to visit them all for 1 week each, where would they be and why?
Palermo, Sicily, because that's where my mother's roots are from. A few parts of Africa, because my father's African. A lot of Northeast Africa. About two different countries there. And let me see. Japan, because I like how the Japanese folks are, and that's one place that I've always wanted to go and be in their discipline for about a week would be good for me.
Okay, they got you very long time.
Long time. I will have a good time in long time.
I was like matter of fact, I was in Japan, but at this Chinese restaurant, like I had one of the waitresses. I had to teach me how to use chopsticks properly. Man, mm-hmm. I'm a boss of them chopsticks, man. They can't mess with them chopsticks. So yeah, I'm about to be
them
in there.
Chopsticks make
the
you feel
Asian
like Edward
Scissorhands
when you get to start using the chopsticks, make you feel like Edward Scissorhands now.
Yeah,
you
need to
pick up
weird at
with
first.
Chopsticks. Right.
But it's pretty simple. I mean, first I'm like, what the heck? But then it's like, once I figured it out, I was like, yeah, I'm eating the rice and noodles with it like that. I'm just like, the ish with them chopsticks. So, yeah, and eating sushi with it, I'm like, yeah. All right, next, another question. I definitely throw at you one of my last few questions. Why should people support you at all? Because there's so many other great models like yourself that's out there, and people want to say, yeah, she's great, but why should I support her out of all the beautiful and great, humble models that are out in the world right now?
I'm very ambitious, and I'm not trying to do those same old thing. It's one thing, yeah, I can be a butt model or do fashion, but I think...
Oh, no. Lost her. Hold on. Get her back. Give me a second. Oh. See if we can get her back. There we go. Got her.
Yeah, I had to cuss out my phone service.
It's like,
of all time,
when I'm saying something,
time when I'm saying something, they want to cut in and cut me off. But as I was saying, you know, you could be a butt model. That's what I call being, you know, in the glamour magazines. My girlfriends laugh at me by saying that, you know, like all the vixen type of magazines. I call it butt modeling a little bit because, you know, yes, ass, but to me it's, how creative can you do that shit? Oh, excuse me. How creative can you do it and do it differently?
Oh, you can say, you can cuss on here. You're fine.
Okay. That shit. But really, it's how differently you can do it and how you can capture someone's eye. Because, yeah, I see some, you know, I go through a bunch of magazines. I go through a lot of things online. And I have my certain models that I am fans of also. Because you know why? They're doing something different. They're not doing the same old thing that you can see, that you see all the time. But that's where I'm at. I'm very ambitious. I like to try new products. I mean, try out new things to do. Being productive. I like to have fun. I like to have, because a lot of people think, okay, she has this solemn look. She just looks like she's somebody's mother, school teacher. I like to have fun. But modeling, yeah, is definitely in the cards for me. At first, I didn't think until I said, you know, like I was saying this past summer, getting back into the grind and the hustle of it all, was like, okay, it's definitely meant to be. Because I got such a well-rounded people who I work with, different photographers, different people who I've met, different opportunities, such as yourself, meeting online and just knowing about your movement, the dusk spot, and everything. But, yep.
Okay. Oh, definitely. You know, and I agree. Like, I've been talking about this all the time. Like, I hate models who stick in one lane. It's so boring to
right.
me. Like, Give us a little bit of everything. Like,
damn,
I don't like people
who are
pure
fashion.
Damn, you
just saw your ass in 10 different magazines and you had your ass posed the same 10 different ways.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You can show
that.
Your body off, but it's how...
Right.
I've been telling you all the time, it's not about you showing your body off. It's always about certain type of stuff. You can buy poses.
Right, some
your
substance.
Facial expressions. Right. They
right.
tell everything. Like, it makes a bit of a difference of, am I just looking like trashy? I'm a thot. You want like a
no
thot,
black
I think
tail.
You want to look hot.
right. No black tail. No shade, but no black tail.
Oh, you're going to have no cover with me. They're going to be like, what were you talking about on that show? I'm like, hey,
who
talking
is that
person? Over here. No, don't be kidding your feelings. You know, it is what it is. And if you felt some type of way about saying it, then you got to do better if you feel some type of way. Nah, people be doing that. It just be, okay, all right, so I want you to stick your ass up in there, right? And I want you to make a sexy face. And then when you tell me a sexy face, why do you always make that constipated ass face like?
Oh, yes, that I need some KO Pectate right now. Not now,
well,
right
like
now.
Like they ass be up in the air and they make that. People like, are you supposed to be sexy or are you promoting
right.
Charmin toilet tissue or something?
Like you just ate a bag of crystals and that is just not working. Nope. You eat a bag of crystals, burgers? No, just not working. That ain't
nobody got. Ain't nobody got time for that. Almost definitely now. definitely, let everyone know how they can follow you. Or as we call the show, we call it Stalk. Why do we say Stalk? because it's one thing for people to follow you. Anyone can hit the like button or hit follow on Twitter or Instagram, but if they don't like your stuff or share it and support you, then they just, you know, just dead weight, just hitting like. So we
right.
call it stalking, because stalkers, they follow your stuff and they support you as far as how we use it, not the crazy type of stalkers.
Okay, all right, stalk me.
Pray for her, y'all. Pray for her.
Can I tell them where they can stalk me at?
Go ahead, let them know.
The I See a Sun at Instagram. That's TheAsEeyaSun. The I See a Sun. Now, don't be trying to do the Ass See a Sun, because it ain't ASS. It's ASEE. I already had, said you'd laugh, I already had somebody in a magazine, I'm not going to mention, but they're good people. But I opened the page and I said, Ass See a Sun. I didn't know I was Ass See a Sun. Because they spelled I See it wrong. But there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. I laughed. I thought it was cute. I thought it was really cute.
Hey, I mean, but still, they still didn't get it right. Like, I thought you're paying
attention
and asking
questions. You know what? To me, it was just kind of funny because I flipped it over and I said, Ass See a Sun. That was kind of catchy. It's cute, though. People, they get the spelling of my name mixed up anyways. But it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, but I mean, all you got to do is think of more focus more so on the double part being the E, because a C, so you think of C,
right. There you go.
But, you know, that's just me because, you know, watching voice and diction class and whatever, English.
I know, that's right. Reading is fundamental. 1-800-ABCDFG.
Hey, we just let them know, you know, we're trying to be nice. All right, so I told people we was going to give out our prize, say the swag bag. Yeah, I didn't take advantage of it, so guess what we going to do? And I bet you she didn't know she was coming. When she came on the show today, she was going to get something. So, Miss Asiya, guess what?
Oh, yeah.
You can get this. Nobody jumped on it. They now are going to be wondering, I didn't get to get the bag because I wasn't called in to find out I can get it. Well, we are getting a very, very special swag bag from my girl, Miss Sherry, over
thank you.
Pure Romance. Now, let me let you know what's in this swag bag. You probably like, what's in the swag bag? All right, so the swag bag, you got 6 different products which she demos at all of her Pure Romance parties. And she only demos 1 of the 6 at the party. So you get all 6 of the ones that she demos at different points of time. And that's a little sample. So you get one of the things you get Coochie. Coochie is a conditioning shaving cream. Body Dew, that's an after bath oil. Just Like Me is a lubricant oil.
Mm-hmm.
Whipped is a creamy lubricant. Sensations is a warming lubricant, and Boost is a flavor enhancement, which, you know, sometimes some people, they're not feeling up to the task at that moment, give them a little help, and that's what Boost is for. So, you know, I'll get you information, find out how we can best send it to you. And there's a coupon in there to be able to shop more over at Pure Romance. Over, you know, and if you want to find out more about that, you can go to, and as far as the listeners as well, you can go to PR by Sherry Collier. That's Sherry Collier, Collier.com. And I'll definitely, again, I will hit you up, find out how we can send it to you, and definitely let her know how you liked it. Hit her up, and she will definitely love to hear that someone enjoyed the bag. And they'll make something else happen much further than that. So there you
What's
go.
What's the name of her company one more time?
Called Pure Romance by Sherry. And
Pure Romance by Sherry. I like that.
Yes. And
Pure Romance.
Yeah, the website.
By Sherry.
Yes.
You hear us,
hold on,
Sherry?
You know, hold on.
Pure Romance by Sherry.
She going to tell me to save that clip. I'm going to tell her what she did. She listened like, wait, what did this happen? So You're a Pure Romance by Sherry.
You know, Eddie Murphy and Raw did Brute by Fabergé. There's Pure Romance by Sherry.
I can't with you. I'm not going to play with you today. Not going to do it. So, there you go, guys. Man, if y'all missed any parts of the show, because this was a crazy show, I mean, y'all can go to blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. Go dig and listen to all the shows, including shows all the way back to when we first started doing this crazy show some years ago. And it's also available on iTunes for free, on TuneIn Radio app, on Beyond the Pod, all over the place. And, of course, on DuskSpot.com, DuskSpot.com. All right, y'all, we roll on now. Reminding you in everything you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, well, there's a U, there is a way. See you again. We thank you for coming through the show. Definitely.
Thank you for having me. Definitely, definitely. This was fun.
Yes, and it's always great to show people that, hey, these women that y'all see that look good, they're more than just looking good. That's what the whole part is, me even interviewing models on the show, period, because y'all are more than just looking good. When people actually hear from you guys, they're like, wow, I mean, you be having some smart models on there. So it's always great to have that aspect. All right, so everyone, I want to go ahead, give it to public service announcement as we roll out too, because if I don't give it to you, you're going to kill me. And that's every Wednesday we remind you, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, we roll on now. Peace.
I know that's right.
That's one of my catchphrases, and people go try to steal it. I know they're gonna try it. Y'all trying to steal it. I know y'all.